This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
Almost 4 million cases were reported to WHO last week. And on current trends, we expect the total number of cases to pass 200 million within the next 2 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying the war against the coronavirus has changed. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
That's one of the notes in internal documents obtained by the Washington Post in which health officials lay out the Delta variant's dangers. The documents show the CDC saying the variant is as contagious as chickenpox, more contagious than smallpox, and maybe more dangerous than the virus's alpha variant. The evidence has prompted the CDC to consider advice on how to fight the virus, with recommendations that all people wear masks among potential measures. The documents stress vaccines are highly effective against the variant, but breakthrough infections do happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Amazon Incorporated has been hit with a record $886.6 million European Union fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's GDPR rules as privacy regulators take a more aggressive position on enforcement. The Luxembourg National Commission for Data Protection imposed the fine on Amazon in a July 16th decision, the company disclosed in a regulatory filing on Friday. The e-commerce giant said in the filing it believed that the CNPD's decision was without merit. EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, requires companies to seek people's consent before using their personal data or face steep fines. Japan decided on Friday to expand states of emergency to three prefectures near Olympic host city Tokyo and the western prefecture of Osaka as COVID-19 cases spike in the capital and around the country. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told a news conference that the virus is spreading at an unprecedented speed, largely because of the Delta variant. He advised people to watch the Olympics on TV at home and said he was worried that the country's hospital beds could become stretched. 64% of Tokyo's hospital beds available for serious COVID cases were already filled as of midweek. Suga also declared five other prefectures as coming under quasi-emergency, meaning that more than half of the country now lives under some restrictions. The new emergency measures will be in effect from August 2nd to August 31st.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. There was a world record in the pool, and the United States advanced on the pitch at the Tokyo Games. AP's John Leatherby has more.
Despite a strong U.S. challenge, Tatjana Schoenmaker could not be bested in the women's 200-meter breaststroke final.
It was really just such a tough race, and we were all racing to do well, and I have to know. It just still doesn't sink in, so maybe one day.
The 24-year-old South African competing in her first Olympics reached the wall ahead of Americans Lily King and Andy Lazar in a world record time of 2 minutes, 18.95 seconds. Women's soccer, Alyssa Nair, had two big saves in the penalty shootout, the U.S. moving on to the semifinal, a 4-2 win over the Netherlands on kicks. Megan Rapinoe, who had the deciding marker in company, will face Christine St. Clair and Canada. Baseball making its return to the games for the first time since 2008, and the USA off to a winning start in Pool B, an 8-1 win over Israel. I'm John Leatherby.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.